Hey, y'all. This is Lady Peaches. What's up, yeah? Hey, what's up? This is Lady Peaches. What's up? And today, it's really getting serious out here, guys. I hope you guys are safe. I'm watching the news in Minneapolis. God bless everybody, to the Floyd family and to everybody that's out there that's going through what they're going through in Minneapolis. You know, peace be still and be with you all. Stay safe and stay proud. Stay safe and stay proud. Just remember though, remember you to keep your things as well and your neighborhood as well. Don't get rid of your neighborhood, man. Where y'all gonna go? In the name of Jesus, you know, I just really pray for y'all in Minneapolis, the Floyd family, and all that's going on. Right here in Tulsa, they found the body of the children that was missing, Miracle. And I think the little boy name was Tony. And they found it in the creek where they had walked down the stairs and got into the creek in the name of Jesus. I just tell you all that God bless you all and be careful out there, because it's just stuff that's going on. Bad things are really happening in Christ Jesus' name. I also want to thank those people that's out there making sure the children are getting their school lunches and stuff like that. And please remember, don't throw away, give away. There's somebody out there on the side of the road or walking down the street that don't have no food or some food. So, and maybe they had breakfast, but they couldn't afford lunch and dinner. You know what I'm saying? Just remember, we are all one community, one Tulsa, one Oklahoma, one America, also one United States of America, I said that, and one Earth. Remember, we're all in this together. God bless you all. Love, peace, and hair grease. I am so afraid for all those people out there in Minneapolis. Like, you guys, if you know somebody that's in there, you know, pray about them. And even if you don't know about, no, you know, just pray, y'all, for the families in Minneapolis, the Floyd families, and all that's going on. I just, God, that pray the Lord is just the killing stops. Just stop the killing. Enough is enough. Stop. We don't care who you are, what you are, and the power you have. Stop the killings. Don't keep enforcing killings over top of killings. You go in there with armed forces and National Guard. That's more killings, death after death after death after death. And now it's just getting to the point where that's not even a coloring that is even mattering. They just shooting. Everybody's getting killed. In Jesus' name, peace be still. Ooh, hallelujah. Hey, just trying to tell you, this is serious, y'all. This is not a Christian radio. But Lord, in the name, Lord, in the name. I'm just glad, you know, I just remember not too long ago, I was out there struggling, and my own son put me out there to be out there to be homeless, and the Lord of God is a good God. Week later, we all got us a place to stay, me and the grandkids, and my daughter, you know, even though that his intentions are, it wasn't really him. He was influenced by the girlfriend, but hey, I'm your mom. There's somewhere you draw the line, you know, because I dare you to my mom. I dare you. That's when you're gonna get your butt whooped. You don't play with people's mamas, little girl. But I'm just saying, in the name of Jesus, you just gotta be careful, because these people are really, really out here to get us. You know, they're dating our kids. Like, it's just these acts of terror. It's a terror between terror, and this. Like one thing bad after another is happening. One thing bad after another. First the corona, now Minneapolis, now and then the kids. You know, sit down. Maybe God is trying to tell you something in my color purple voice. Maybe God is trying to tell you something. Maybe he letting you know. He run this. You don't run it. I don't run it. They don't run it. God the one that run it. Excuse me. Name of Jesus. God runs this. And he just showed you. He run this. Like, do it again. Keep playing with me. Play with me again. Trying to kill one color is having everybody to die. Trying to kill one race is having everybody to die. You won't be happy till we're walking around looking to everybody's dead and they're zombies. In the name of Jesus. So hi. Okay, turn the air on. Turn the air on. Say hi.
Hi.
Say, I'm royalty.
I'm Roro.
That's Roro, you guys. That's baby royalty. You know, it's just like they're forcing or provoking people to do things. So I'll do this to this person. Start a riot. I know I'm not going to get in trouble. They're going to get in trouble because they're going to be tired of seeing this, and they're going to want it to stop. That way, all the attention is off of me, and I just committed murder. But now that there's a riot going on right now, and with the riot, but anyway, there's a riot going on everywhere in Minneapolis. And I love the communities. I love how the community is getting together. But what I'm trying to say to you guys in Minneapolis, guys, I love you all. And I'm not trying to tell nobody what to do or how to do it, because I'm not there and I'm not in the presence of it. But what I want you to do is, I want to tell you, please think of another way to handle this situation. Please. Because one man's death, you're causing, the actions are causing a lot of more people to die. The killings got to stop. The provoking thing, provoking people to kill. So demonstrations and points can be made. It got to stop. This is going too far. And I'm trying to tell you, this is so serious, you guys. And if you got families in Minneapolis, get them down to where you at. Save your people. It is serious. They shot a pregnant woman. The police shot a pregnant woman for protesting. For protesting. They was fired. The police that did it was fired. But if a civilian is out there and they commit a murder, and then the murder gets away, and they get caught, they get sentenced to involuntary manslaughter, first degree, second degree, third degree murder, whatever. The person that was standing on the side watching the murder happen who could have stopped it. Who could have stopped it and was not in fear for his life. It's on live television. Was not in fear for his life. Could have stopped it. Should be fired. Y'all giving death penalties to civilians, and you're giving death penalties to civilians, and police officers is lying on paperwork. And I'm not attacking police, because all police is not like that. I even have family members that are officers that are never or would never judge a book by its color. But I'm saying you have to understand, as these people, it's your heart, it's your mind, it's your soul. You have a reason, just like that police officer pulled a person over that was speeding for speeding that day for a ticket. And he wrote that ticket. He wrote that ticket because that person had a mind to do what they wanted to do. They could have either stopped speeding, never speeded in the first place, slowed down when they seen the speed limit, because sometimes the speed limit can fool you. But the mind to stop or not do, what you did is you provoked that police officer when you passed them speeding to write you a ticket. So that's what the police is doing. They're committing murders and crimes. Why? To start a riot. To get action of the community. Let's get this started. Now it's not just blacks that they're targeting. They're targeting everybody. Everybody. But police, when everybody's dead, you won't have no paycheck. So what I'm saying is people need to really, 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 really think about their action. And just like Minneapolis, you're doing what the police are wanting you to do. They want to kill you. They killed him. And I seen how the police officer arrested the CNN guy. That was a death threat. Like, nigga, I kill you too. And your crew. You know? And like I said, one time the president need to understand. The National Guard don't need to come get the citizens. The police need to be checked. The citizens are crying to you as a president. We told you these police is killing us. Now they're not just killing. What they ain't telling is black people ain't the only one dying. They doing it to biracial, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Jews. It's not just one person, one color. And the world is can't have that. I've seen many episodes on national TV. I've seen many episodes on social media of the police killing after killing. Even our family, the Howard family, was also a victim of a police killing. One of our family members got killed by the police. So what I'm trying to say is, we tired of saying rest in peace. We tired of saying rest in heaven. We tired of saying groove in peace. We tired of the killings. The police have too much power over citizens' lives, which they are citizens themselves. Because after they take off that uniform and they put that badge down, you still what's-her-name's child. You still Miss So-and-so's son that used to go to the store. You still the little boy that used to get a lollipop. What I'm saying is, remember, you used to didn't have a badge. And if the anger is from being picked on and bullying, so don't get a badge and become a bully too, because that's like the pot calling the kettle black. And this is a serious message to all and everyone we love out here. It's like the devil ain't playing. You better get right. And God ain't playing either. You better get right. Because what you tell, just like you tell Black, or they tell black people, we're ungrateful, we're never happy with nothing. God and the devil saying the same thing. I let you be mean, you committed murders. You're not happy, you walk around and complain about the earth and the things you got and what you don't have. And you're forgetting that between the both of us, you still living. So y'all better get it together. Because just like that man kneeled down on that man and that man died, that man didn't kneel down. Somebody can kneel on him and he can die. You see what I'm saying? Because I believe in karma. So you gotta your actions. You can't send the National Guard after some citizens when the police had the mind and the decision while looking at the people begging him to get off. He can't breathe. The man begged for his life. You see what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying, Mr. President. You have the power to stop it. You have the power to shut it down. And not by a killing or another killing or the National Guard shooting civilians. You need to check the police. And this is Lady Miss Peaches. What's up, hey, to your mind, body, and soul. Respect your neighbor and he'll respect you. Do for others and they will do for you. Love one another and they will love you. Thank you. And have a great and happy, happy day. Remember, your actions can control your words. You could say something messed up, but your actions can fix it. What's up? Hey, yeah. Lady Peaches, what's up? What's up? Lady Peaches, what's up? Yeah, hey, yeah. Thanks for tuning in. And I'll see you till next time.